everybody, my name is Ken Bowen, and this is another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm going to be talking about three utilities that I use on a regular basis on the command line in order to speed up some of the things that I do. The first one is literally speeding up things. I use to speed up the podcast that I download, and I use the SOX command. Now, the SOX is the Swiss Army knife of command line audio conversion, and after Bashpotter runs, I run a script to look for MP3s and OGG files and convert them so that the speed is increased by 1.5, but people don't end up speaking like chipmunks. The downside of doing this, of course, is that podcasts that showcase independent music like TLL, TS, a lot of Linux Lynx, and SourceTrunk, you're going to have to keep the original of those podcasts around so that you can listen to that music. Now, the SOX command, typically what you do is use it for converting a file. So you might use SOX spacing input.mp3 space output.ogg, and it'll simply go and convert the input mp3 file into an ogg format. Now, if you tag on the keyword tempo to the end of that, so SOX space input.mp3 space output.ogg space tempo space 1.5 or whatever you want to speed it up by, then that will go and process the file and it will speed up the text without increasing the pitch. It takes a little while to get used to it, but it does allow you to get a lot more podcast listening into your day. Another thing that you might find yourself doing from time to time is using the up arrow key and pressing enter to repeat the same command over and over again. So you might do this, for example, if you're doing a FTP from a location and you see the file increase, or you're copying one file to another, or you simply, you're running any particular command and you want to see the output over and over again. What I do from time to time is put that command into an infinite loop and then use the sleep command, which will pause the process for a number of seconds and that'll rerun the command again. So let's take an example of using the ls command here. You would type the command while space open square bracket space double quotes x double quotes space equals double quotes x again, double quotes space close square bracket semicolon do space ls space minus al and then the name of the file you're trying to monitor, semicolon sleep space 5 semicolon done. And when you enter that, it'll check to see if x is equal to x, and surprise surprise, it is. It'll run your ls command on the file that you're monitoring, it'll wait for 5 seconds and it'll do it again. It'll print those off nicely in a line. What you could always do if you just want it on the top of the screen is first put in a clear, use the clear command, which will clear the screen, and then semicolon, and then ls space minus al space sleep and the rest of that. So that's that tip. Another thing I do from time to time is back up your home directory, for instance. Now you can use this by using the tar command. So tar space minus C for create, V for verbose, and F for the file name, space, and then the file name. And then you copy it over to where you want to untar it, and then you go tar space minus X for extract, V for verbose, and F for file name, and then the name of the file again. Now you can do this in one line, so this is kind of handy when you want to copy, say, your home there to another partition, but you want to preserve the permissions and the symbolic links and that sort of thing. So what you can do is type tar space minus C F space and the minus sign again, which means send the tar instead of to a file, send it to standard input, space, and the dot, which means this directory, and then you fire it off to a pipe. And then the other side of the pipe, you type open bracket or parentheses, and then cd space, and then the directory where you want to put it, so slash media slash backup disk, and then semicolon, and then tar space minus xvf space, and the minus sign again to take the tar extract from the standard input, and then close that with the closing parenthesis. And that is a nice way to backup files from one location to another without losing permissions. And it's also handy if you're copying files with spaces, or you know, there's any weirdness within the directory structure. That's a tar pretty much is rock solid as far as copying files from one location to the other. Well, all these things will be in the show notes of this episode, but I'll probably go into more detail on the blog posting that will accompany this episode on my own website, which is kenfallon.com. And if you have any of these one-liners, feel free to do a little podcast about it, because some of these things I've got from colleagues at work, and you know, they really have saved me a lot of time over the last few years, and I hope they do you for you also. Okay, as ever, there'll be somebody else coming to do an episode tomorrow, so until then, have a very good day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.
Is there anyone there? This isn't Dave's house. There are windmills, tulips, and lots of water. I'm scared. Ho, Dave, where have you sent me?